You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hi, how are you? How is everybody enjoying the summer, the sunshine? I'm sure you are. I'm Eleanor Grace and I'm here in London, in the United Kingdom. And I'm going to connect to you today using all of our psychic senses, all of our mediumship skills. So if you want to connect to loved ones in spirit or really just connect using all of our lovely psychic energy, then this is the place to be. So let's get started. I'm firstly going to show you some cards. I will be doing card pulls. This is the Magician card here from the Tarot, the Rider-Waite Tarot. Lots of you will know all about the Rider-Waite. And then we have the Wheel of Fortune. This is a great card. It's fabulous. It's going to signify many changes that may be coming into your life. So let's hope that we can pull the Wheel of Fortune. We've got the Hermit. Now, the Hermit is one of those odd cards, really. It's about wisdom, you know, and it's about really talking to people and connecting to anybody that really feels a bit isolated, a little bit lonely. That's when we get the Hermit card. And this is one of the best cards that we have, the Sun. When we get the Sun card in the tarot, it really brings in rays of sunshine, happiness and fortune, good fortune for everybody. So that is really powerful. The next card, well, let's see what we have here. Judgment. The Judgment. Well, this is all about decisions that you've got to make. So what's crossing your path? Where are you looking at for future? Are you looking at possibilities around a relationship perhaps or a house move? Or do you want to make a decision about your career plan and where all of that is going? So what is it that's coming in for you? Then, of course, we do have my crystal ball. And we love the crystal. This is where we really like to illuminate lots and lots of factions here in the crystal. And we like to see exactly what is coming in. So I'm just going to show you with a little torch just to illuminate how we can see where the crystal ball is and how we can show just how marvelous it is and how illuminated. I look for the little bubbles in the crystal and I look for the plateau in the center and to see exactly where you're going to jump off from. Can you see that there? Is that where the light is shining for you? So you can see the bubbles here, the plateau around the center, and we can see exactly who is there? What faces do we see? And of course, I've got my great big purple crystal ball behind me. But this one is lovely. It's a rock crystal quartz. And that is from way, way beneath the surface. It's especially produced by many, many different countries. But this one in particular comes from the east. It comes from the Eastern Bloc around Ukraine and around Finland as well. So this is a very special one. And it also has these lovely citrine elements to it. Now, citrine is a crystal that is all about prosperity and bringing in opportunity that you may need in your life. So when we have really got the citrine in there. It just takes a different level altogether. So we're looking at money, we're looking at new career paths, and we're looking at very, very powerful renditions of opportunity. So we've got Angela now in Queens, New York. Hello there, Angela. You're through to me, Eleanor Grace. How are you today?
Good, good.
Are you good?
You?
Okay, so
Great.
Yeah, really. Thank you for asking. That's really kind. Now, Angela, I'm looking at the crystal ball for you straight away. I had it in my hands. This is the rock crystal. It's quartz with citrine. And I feel for you that as I'm holding this, I'm seeing a lot of different pathways. They're going left and right, straight on. You can't go back, though. There's no way back. So whatever decisions you have made recently, they are quite permanent ones, and you're not going to go back on your word, and you're not going to retrace your steps. So there's no route back for you. I think you're going forward in your life very powerfully, very strongly, and you will be grateful for some new opportunities that are being presented to you as well. I feel that you're taking somebody's hand. It's like you're shaking somebody's hand here, and then you're pulling this person towards you as if to greet them and to say, oh, it's wonderful to meet you, and it's a pleasure, and I'm really quite flattered that you're sitting opposite me today. You also have spirit with you as well, and Angela, I do want to bring in that strong spiritual force, because I do have a lady here who is your crystal. She, I feel, has passed quite a long time ago, maybe some years even when you were a child. So this must be a grandmother or a great-grandmother. I've got the initial of M around her. I like Maria, that is a name. Do you recognise that name in your ancestors at all, Angela?
This would be...
Marie or Maria. It's M for mother. That's what I've got here. Is there anybody in your life with that name? Because sometimes we can connect really through...
Maria?
No. Okay, all right.
That's not their names,
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to give you the name of Mary Marie, because that's somebody that is being shouted at to me. Maybe you'll remember after the show, or that you can take that as somebody that is about to enter your life, because I feel that there's going to be new connections and new friends. Now, also, do you have a boy? Do you have a son? A child?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And who is around him? Who is he meeting up with? Because I feel that this is also a connection with your son. Now, I'm going to show you one of these pathways, which I've got here. And I will also show you this card, which is the card of the moon. So you're reflecting a lot, becoming quite sentimental. So there's an anniversary, there's a special date coming up for you, Angela, that I think is going to be end of September, early October. This is a time of change for you. I want you to think about what it is that you're looking for, what questions that you want to have some answers to, because you've got sunshine and happiness that's here. We've got the sun card in the tarot, but combined with the crystal and with this wonderful change of opportunity and the moon card, it does give you a time of emotion, sensibility as well. So you will be feeling as you've got to be quite patient, quite strong. You've drawn the strength card. So are you looking after somebody, Angela?
Looking after someone, like, well, how? What do you mean?
Caring for a person. Is there somebody that's being quite, well, unwell, or needing your guidance?
I care for my child. He's 4 years old.
Yeah, is that your boy? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have another child as well, Angela? Do you have a little girl yet?
No, yet, no.
Okay, because I have a little girl here in your crystal. So she's yet to join you, I feel, in your life. But she's beautiful, beautiful face. I've got a lovely baby here, lovely face. And she's being kept for you as well. So it's a very special time that I think is about to land here in your life. Now, you've also got this strength card. So patience, diligence, real opportunity, I think you've got to be looking for and considering exactly what it is that you want to do, because there's new challenges and new opportunities that are opening up for you here. Are you looking
is
for a new pathway? Yeah,
because a new partner,
jobs
you said?
Are you looking
for what?
A new pathway, a new career, a new opportunity? Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to.
I don't think it's a new partner. I feel that there's happiness around your heart here. So, you know, even though
right now,
you may be curious.
You see this happening around my heart right now? I'm not really anyone. I'm not in a relationship with anyone.
See this card? I don't know if you can see it here on screen, but this is your card that I've selected for you. It's the Two of Cups. It's about partnership and relationships and the happiness in your heart. This is a card of falling in love. So if you're not with anybody, you're about to really seek that particular special partner for you, this very, very special person who I feel is just around the corner. Now, remember what I said to you right at the start of your reading, that you can't go backwards. So there's nobody here that is in your past that is going to come forward for you. I think that you have to start over. You can only go in that direction. And I don't feel that this is a hard here for you. Who was David to you? Was that anybody
David?
In your life?
I don't know.
Yeah.
David. No, I don't know.
I've had that name as well as Marie ever since I started speaking to you. So I want you to write those names down. I want you to write down David and Marie. They are going to be names that you're saying every day in the future. Angela, you will be speaking to those characters. And I do feel that they're a part of your future and your imminent life, because falling in love is here, meeting up with somebody who I think is going to be connected to you through an introduction. There's a lady here who really introduces you to maybe a party or celebration, but she's giving you an invitation. You're joining forces with her, and she's making you laugh, she's making you smile, she's a really wonderful friend and a person that connects you to other people. So she's meant to come into your life, Angela, and she's meant to introduce you to different celebrations and different people. I think also this is coming in as a result of new work, because where you're working hard and you're meeting celebrated people, so that's people who are very skilled at their jobs and in the same way that you are, that's the route for happiness. So that's where you're going to really feel as though everything is just coming into its own. So go for interviews at the moment. Have you applied for anything, or are you waiting for an appraisal, waiting for an opportunity for an interview here? Because you've got the Wheel of Fortune all around you. Everything is changing. It's magic. It's really good.
Can you hear
so
me?
What's your situation?
Well, that's so I'm waiting to pass. I have to schedule my exam to be certified, and then I can start working in my new career. I don't know which way I'm going to take. I have an opportunity right now. It's not the greatest, but it's a way to get my foot in the door. I don't really know.
Yeah. I think you should take it. I know that you've got exams because you've got higher learning, but you can do those anyway. But take the foot in the door route, because this is opening up to relationships. It's opening up to the names that I've given you, and it's opening up to a celebration here completely about you, your life, where you're going to next and what's happening. So complete change is around you, Angela. And I'm going to wish you the best with that, because your son is needing you. He's four, he's little, and he's wonderful. But don't forget, there's still another child here for you. I think there's a little girl in your future too. This is with a new partner. You're meeting this partner through work, through an opportunity. So come on in to my live stream and let me know how you get on. I'm on TikTok next, so that will be Eleanor Grace Destiny. Darlene is my next caller. Hello there, Darlene. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Ah, that's my pleasure. It's lovely to meet you. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm in London in the UK, and I'm looking at your house right now. So I've got a big house here, and I think you're either painting it, decorating it, or wanting to change it. Are you refurbishing or renewing, buying a few luxury items for your home? What is it that you're doing in your home?
Yes, we just bought an 85-inch TV.
Ah, that's what it is. It's massive. I think it's glorious. I mean, it really gives you that sense of being at home, enjoying the company as well. I think you're having people round. There's friends here, there's neighbours. And I've got you celebrating, so there will be some great opportunities coming up. 5 days, 4 or 5 days, there seems to be a reunion, gathering of people coming around you. And I've got you being the Empress here. Now, I'll show you this card, which is wonderful. It's full of empowerment here, Darlene. So when I say that, it's you really being pushed more to the forefront now. And I think this is what you need, isn't it? You need to have that sense of being first, a dynamic quality that I feel is around you too. And that's very special. You equally have this Eight of Pentacles here. So this is August. This is a time of plans. You'll be making lots of plans for holidays, maybe even next year, but there seems to be a long trip that you're going on, and it's very successful. So you'll take a long journey, lots of planning around this. But again, the support and recommendations, good friendship groups as well that are here. So you'll replay this video. Often I say that to people, have a listen again. I get many, many calls and say, oh, I didn't quite understand what you said at the time, and then I listened to the replay and it all made sense to me, because I've met that person, I've understood exactly what you were saying. Now I'm going to give you a name, and this is the name of Helen. Who is that to you? Is there anybody in spirit with that sort of Helen, Ellen, Eleanor sort of name? Who is that?
I have no idea.
No idea who Helen is. Well, we've got spirit piling in today, and we're not getting them accepted. So, Seven of Wands. Now, 6-7 days. This is just in the immediate future now. You are looking at taking some different steps, some different opportunities that you want to do with hobbies and recreation. This is where this person is, because I do have Helen, who is shaking your hand. You're wanting to do that. You're wanting to welcome her as well as your new home. Well, it's not a new home, but your new TV in your home. Have you got new neighbours? Can I ask you that, Darlene? Is there anybody that's new here to the neighbourhood around you?
Not yet, but the house next door to me is for sale.
Is it? Okay. Watch for Helen next door, okay? Because I feel that she's close. And I also have this wonderful lady in spirit with you. She comes in with roses. There's lots and lots of them. So I expect there to be roses in your life quite soon, because I think she wants to give them to you. Or you've got them celebrating around you, these lovely posy displays of roses. And I like the white ones as well, white roses that are there for you. But this is a soul in spirit. She's passed over, would be an ancestor. She's come a long way. So I feel that, you know, she's been passed a long time. There's also another lady that's here that didn't pass very, very long ago, as a younger man as well, next to her. So rainbows are being given to you now. Watch for rainbows in the sky or rainbow colours wherever you are around you, because they're being sent to you. And I feel that this is a special memory, a connection to you, quite magical sort of memories that I think you've got. And I feel as well that you're putting savings away. You're putting money away here and either planting something quite special or planting the money is making those savings work for you. And it's lucrative because I think you've got some rewards coming back to you as well. And that's really interesting for you. I've got a lot of astrology around you. Do you like sort of zodiac signs? Do you get involved with that? Are you interested in horoscopes at all here, Darlene?
Oh, I love horoscopes. I don't understand all of them.
What are you? What sign are you?
I'm Aquarius.
Okay, so right at the beginning of the year, I think Aquarians are always very, very special people. They've got that quirkiness, they love life and they're very sociable and got a great sense of humour. I think you have too. So I feel that you will be making a difference, quite a lot of difference actually in your community. So think about that. Think about the new neighbour that's coming in, because I think there's a collaboration between you guys and lots of socialising, and I feel that that's a party sort of atmosphere that you've got. Do you really love your garden? Do you really like to plant really unusual plants? What is it about the garden and planting that has got to you recently? Have you done a border?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay. Do you have the white roses then, Darlene? Is that something that you're going to plant?
I do not. I have red ones. I have red roses.
Do some white ones. I've got white ones all over the place here. So that lovely champagne.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. And they're being sent to you from spirit as well. It's that white rose that gives you that sense of spirit around you. So maybe somebody is giving you a bouquet of flowers and that you are able here to spread them around your wonderful home. So do that, because it's illuminated with the white flowers and the perfume. Okay, so have you got a new car as well? There's a new form of transport here. There's some sort of vehicle that either needs
fairly
to be changed.
New.
Yeah, it's new to you, is it? Fairly new to you.
Yeah.
You've got, Okay. It's a safe vehicle. Very, very safe. So it's going to keep you comfortable on the many journeys that you're going to take here. And I want to give you the moon. The moon is a symbol. It's important to you. So I think you love it. I think you love looking at the moon. It's reflective as well. It's giving you a very sentimental heart. And you will be remembering somebody very special in the coming days. There will be a special ceremony as well that you will be invited to and that you will be attending. Do you know about that at all?
I do not.
Okay. Well, you will get that invitation. You're going to be happy about it because you're opening an envelope here and it just makes complete sense to you. Come back and let me know when you've got it, because this mailing is so important. And maybe you're having to change some technology as well, because it is all about information and sharing information that I have with you here, Darlene, and wanting to really sort of celebrate that with you, because there's other people, friends that you haven't been in contact with for a long, long time that do seem to be coming around you and your life. Now, do you have children? Because I've got two boys that are standing here. Who are they?
Yes, that's what I have.
Okay. And they're two boys, yeah? Very close.
Correct.
To you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, watch out for news from them, because I think that they're very excited and I think they want to, you know, come and see you and just be around you and I think give you gifts as well. So this is a lovely time as you're coming into the autumn. It's the fall for you, I know, but here in the UK, it's the autumn months. And that's coming in now towards the end of August. Yeah. And I feel September, October, so different energy that's around you as well. And a new pathway. Now, when I say pathway, it's something new that you're starting. It could be a new hobby or a small business even, because you're very, very good with money. I've got all these savings as well. So you're putting everything away and you're really wanting to just have that nest egg and you're wanting to make sure that you're wonderful and safe and secure. Now, Darlene, do you want to ask me a question as we're coming towards the end of my show here today?
No, I want to thank you so much for the wonderful reading. And we're on different sides of the earth. That's funny.
I know, it's the opposite ends, isn't it? We've got a couple of minutes yet, so we do have time if you want to ask anything specific, anything at all, and I will look into my cards. You're an Aquarian, so this is really quite a special time coming up for you. I don't know if you knew that, but Aquarians are facing quite a lot of changes and challenges too. But your optimistic demeanor absolutely helps everybody, and particularly your kindness. I think you're very kind and jovial towards those close around you. So you can be specific if you wanted to ask a particular question. Have you been a bit concerned, Darlene, about your health at all? Have you been feeling a bit weary or a bit tired?
Yes.
I felt that. You know, you're going to pick up. Everything's picking up here. And I think that you're elevated as well from your boys. You know, I feel they are bringing such a lot of joy to you. And I've got this card now for you. And this is all about grace and opportunity. So I think that you're holding yourself with good grace here. And that's lovely. So it's a wonderful sentiment to finish the show on. And I'm blowing you a wish now, a wish that you meet the right people at the right time. Don't forget some of the names that I've given to you. Helen in particular will be a great friend. So come and join me on TikTok. And I will see you same time next week. And I do wish you a wonderful holiday month. And I'll be back with you very soon. Take care.